Ching, ching, ching. Welcome. Welcome to Jason's Basement, the podcast. We are in, I believe, our fifth week. I think fourth week, fifth week. I believe it's our fifth week. Special edition show tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Drum roll. Tonight we have a guest host. She's going by the name Lexi Brennan. No, we're not going with Lexi. Nah.
Going by the name of. My name is Lexi Brennan. Hello, people.
Welcome. She is sitting in for one Jason, a.k.a. Tone Crusher, a.k.a. Frugalist, a.k.a. Baby Daddy. Because he is a douchebag and he's at the Deftones concert.
Approved.
Yes. He will have full details to come later. So, everyone, welcome Lexi. Lexi, welcome to the basement. Thank you for sharing with us.
Hello, I'm so happy to be here.
Wonderful. I'm so glad that you are happy to be here. It would suck if you weren't.
Yeah.
You know? You're like sitting there, you're like, this is gay. No offense to gay people. Exactly. Fitting right in.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight we are going to review Panic at the Disco's new album, and they have put the exclamation point back into their name.
Oh, they have?
Yes. Panic at the Disco.
I thought they took it out.
I was under the impression they took it out for Pretty Odd.
No.
But then they put it back in. Because on the album artwork, it has it in there. It
Correct,
does.
But on... I was under the impression that Pretty Odd... Nope. It's the newest one that they took it out because they are a new band. Because they don't have all the same four members.
But I swear it has the exclamation point back in it. On the album title.
On all of mine, they have... the actual exclamation point, but when you look on the website, they actually truly took it out.
It says right here in my iTouch, Panic! Exclamation point at the Disco.
Correct, but in all of my other ones, it has it as well. So, Jason is wrong. So actually, the new Vices and Virtues, It doesn't actually have the exclamation point.
You know what? Jury's out on that.
Yes.
We don't have the computer set up.
That is my understanding because...
Because Tone Crusher's in charge of Googling, but...
Okay.
He's not here to Google, and no one else knows how to Google, so we can't Google it.
Okay.
But according to Lexi, they have removed the exclamation point.
Yes, because they are a new band.
That pisses me off, because I like the exclamation point in there.
Because it's not Panic at the Disco, it's Panic!
At the Disco. Yes. Well, not approved, which we haven't made a sound effect yet.
No.
Panic at the Disco... Put the exclamation point back in the band name. They're like the only band I can think of that has exclamation points. There is a band that is just three exclamation points like together.
Yes, I know.
I don't know what they're called though. If we were talking about them, what would I refer to them as?
Nothing. They're just three exclamation points. But that's not the new band name. That's just a symbol. That's their name. They have a symbol as their name.
It's like talking about Prince back when he changed.
Yes.
How would you talk to your friends? Well, he used to be Prince. And now he's... Exactly. Symbol names.
Approved.
Symbol names are fun. Anyways, long story short, we're going to review Panic at the Disco's new album. And then, of course, the fan favorites, Like It or Smite It. Jasonsbasement.net, that's where we live.
Mm-hmm.
Jasonsbasementbnc@gmail.com, that is the email. That is what I got. Upcoming shows, same old. The Kills are coming May 5th.
Yeah, next week.
I will
week.
Be going. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm taking the wonderful loving fiance.
Oh, you are? Fun.
Yes, it will be wonderful.
Does she like that kind of music?
Yes, most certainly. She turned me on to The Kills, actually.
Oh,
so
nice.
I have to give credit where credit is due.
Yep.
So, yeah.
I agree.
Panic at the Disco is coming.
Mm-hmm, very excited for that.
Background Noise Crew, we're playing at Honey sometime. And then Status Rain is playing 7th Street Entry, May 12th, people. May 12th. So there you go. BackgroundNoiseCrew.com for all those details. Let's just get right into it. Vices and Virtues by Panic at the Disco. It was released in February.
Mm-hmm.
The band has gone through some change-ups in the lineup.
Yes.
Severe change-ups in the lineup, I would say.
Yep. Well, not really that severe, but kind of severe.
I would say severe.
I know, but the main lead singer is still there.
Which most people just identify with because he is... I mean, when you think of a band, any band, it doesn't matter who it is. The singer... Almost everybody knows the singer's name. Only
what
because...
What is his name, John?
Case in point, nobody knows his name.
No, I think that's what it's like, John blah blah blah.
But it's kind of, it kind of begs the question, like, does a band change if you change all the members except the lead singer?
Yes.
Totally, but most people don't notice the difference unless the lead singer is the one that changes, because that's kind of what you latch onto.
Yep.
So he's still there, and the drummer is still there. But so basically half the band,
yes,
left.
No one really cared about the bass player in the original one anyway. He wasn't that cute. And the other guy that was shorter, that looked exactly like, we're calling him John, the main singer's name, looked like his little younger brother, and he was cute. We do miss him.
Oh,
very much so.
We do.
But they went on to other endeavors musically because they did not want to.
Well, from
to, obviously, the CD.
According to Wikipedia, mm-hmm, I believe, mm-hmm, the band broke up just because creatively they were kind of moving in two separate polar opposites. Mm-hmm. Where their first album, A Fever You Can't Sweat Out, if you haven't heard it, you're probably lying, because most people have heard this thing.
Oh, I love it.
It was a monster like 6 years ago. Just an absolute monster 5 or 6 years ago. You could not go anywhere without hearing this thing. And they went on tour. They were totally inflated, selling out stadiums.
Oh, one of the best concerts I've ever been to.
So, and they put on a good show because they had all the bells and whistles. I mean, we're talking Lady Gaga like, proportions, though.
No.
They didn't have the marionettes and like the chorus dancing.
That's
and,
not like Lady Gaga. Is all about her costume changes.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying, but
it
I just mean they had it. It's not like when you go, like when you go see, I went with the fiance to Pete Yorn.
Right.
Recently at First Ave. It's like when Pete Yorn goes on tour, he's got like one truck.
Yes.
And like everybody that's part of the tour is in that truck.
Yes.
And they just put up the music stands and they put up the amps and the drums and then they just play.
Sure.
When Panic on the Disco went on
the disco?
Panic at the, on the disco. When they went on tour the first time, they had like a cavalry. They had lighting, and they had, like,
normally,
a choir.
Do you have lighting, though?
Well, yeah.
They didn't have a choir. Why don't I talk? Because I can
okay,
speak
go ahead.
Experience, because I actually...
Well, how many people were on stage when they were when they played?
There was, well, the singers, there was four, and then not including the other people that were on the stage as well. So, pretty much, I paid for seeing music played live, as well as going to a play.
Right, which is what I'm saying. They had... They have staff. Pete Yorn, the only people on stage,
right,
were the people in a band.
Right, but they made it like a musical. It was amazing.
Right, and so that's what I was saying,
so
to
good.
Gaga proportions. It's bigger than just a
backup
show.
Backup dancers.
It's just bigger than just a show.
Right, but I think it's bigger than anything that Britney Spears would do, or Lady Gaga, or any of those people, because all they have are backup dancers.
And they have lighting and crazy stage platforms
and, stuff,
and like all that stuff.
I think it was completely different than what they have even done. Or
I'm
even
not saying it's the same. Well, you are going to be difficult this whole show, aren't you?
I'm speaking from experience. It was amazing. It was incredible. They had trees, and it was like real trees in there, and a moon came down. It was, and then the dancers.
Again,
they had like
elaborate.
Little,
it was a show.
Clown people, and one of those people who, mimes.
Mimes.
They had some of those. Wheeled out a grand piano. Just did a little solo. Wanted to be laying on top of that piano, looking into his eyes. Oh, it was so good. And they had, their costumes were amazing.
So,
they
again,
still are. They
again,
still are with the new
It was an
CD.
Elaborate show.
Yes. Performance.
It was a performance.
Yes.
Well, now, I'm pretty sure when you go see Panic at the Disco now, it's one trailer.
I would say maybe their second CD, but I think when
well,
they come, I think when they come for the new CD they put out, Vices and Virtues, I think it'll be pretty much the same thing. Because if you saw their Mona Lisa... music.
Video,
thank you.
Which is the single off of the new album.
Right. It reminded me of
Well, totally.
Singing.
I'm not saying they're
so
not...
I think that it'll be
They're
kind of
going back to a similar style, but...
Yes.
They played Target Center on A Fever You Can't Sweat Out, mm-hmm, and now they're playing First Avenue.
Do you know for sure they played at Target Center? Because I went to see them at the Myth.
Bigger club than First Avenue still.
Right. With all these nooks and crannies where you can't see shit.
Boo on Myth.
Yeah. Now it's reopened. Screw that. They had a Hello Kitty go-go dancing thing there the other day. Asians all up in there.
Appropriate.
Approved.
We don't need Tone Crusher here for racial remarks.
I'm right here, baby.
We have Lexi Brennan.
Right here.
Don't even worry about it.
I'm a mix. I'm Latina, Asian, a little bit of Negro in me, and then some Native American.
Fantastic.
one hot lady over here.
Yes.
Yep.
Wink, wink.
Fiance, do you have one?
Maybe.
Okay, knock it off.
Approved.
Oh, man. So getting into the vices and virtues. I mean, I'll
vice.
Just... I'll go off.
Clippings on the
I'll just say go off. One, I'm not completely 100% with their previous discography. I do know a little bit about A Fever You Can't Sweat Out, and I only know Pretty Odd by a couple singles. Mm-hmm. I will say this. This is a definite return to original form.
Very close, about 80%.
Yeah. Obviously, they've evolved. They've matured as a band, mm-hmm. I feel, especially from a songwriting perspective. There were elements.
Not at all.
Well, there were elements of A Fever You Can't Sweat Out, but I feel like it was much more condensed. It was very much verse, chorus,
oh, really?
Maybe like a bridge. Where on A Fever You Can't Sweat Out, there's some songs I'm like, this is crazy what's going on right here. There's like changes and
they
tempo changes.
They don't know what happened there.
Well, that's what I mean. They were doing all these tempo changes and it was like, it's really crazy and
yeah,
it's really cool.
That should have been their first CD because it was like, what?
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. This one is a little just, it's got those elements, but it's a little bit more compact. They're not going in so many crazy directions all at once. They kind of wheel it back sometimes.
Yeah,
which
I agree.
For them. I do think it works for them.
I agree, but I think that their best CD would probably have to be their first CD.
You think their best is their first?
Yeah, I feel that the lyrics that they wrote for that first CD were incredible. Because you can dissect them, and they wrote it as if it was a book. So you have...
It's a concept.
Yeah, so you have the monologue, and
well,
then you have like...
Well, I believe this one's a concept as well.
It is. Well, Vice
totally.
Virtues.
Yes.
I would say that is a concept. You're right, well, Jason.
People name albums very unique things, and they don't have concepts.
I know.
Well, I meant it's a story.
TikTok.
I meant it's a story. Let's see what Status has to say about that. Matter of fact. Hey, Stat.
Terrible. What about Kesha?
Hey.
Don't talk about my girl. She got two good songs.
You know what, Stat? She doesn't have two good songs, and TikTok is definitely not one of them. But
I think that the lyrics are very good. I like it a lot, but... I know exactly what they're saying up front when I listen to the songs versus their first CD where you could dive into it more and there's like all these different things.
A little more secretive.
Yeah, and it was really cool like how they wrote it. I loved it.
Well, I think this is a story too.
And how they sing it too. Like it was more fast, it was more exciting, and I feel this one's exciting too, but it, you know, you have your flutes and you have like your little other things in there. I don't know, maybe not a flute, but...
That's a good point, though, yeah. What you were saying about the slower. I do feel like this album, smack in the middle,
center.
Is like a super lull.
Yeah.
It just really, like, the songs are good, but man, I was really, first like two, three.
Yeah.
I was talking about with the fiance once, we were talking about Brothers, the Black Keys album, mm-hmm. and it was like, man, tracks 1 through 7, like, that's a heater. That was just, I'm like all about that album, and then they just start really, going, and then pretty soon
album,
I'm kind of done with it.
This album worked with them in the reverse, where the first couple songs for me was kind of like, nah, it's okay, and then it got better as it went on. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
And it felt like more Panic at the Disco.
My onset, I was into the first like 4 songs.
Oh really? See,
and
I
then
was not.
It kind of lulled out for me. It totally lulled out for me, and then it picked back up at the end, which I guess in a bell curve, that's kind of what you want. You want excitement at the beginning, and you want a little tension somewhere in the middle, and then excitement at the end. You know what I mean? You want it to kind of...
Sure.
I guess in theory, that's kind of what you would maybe shoot for.
Yeah.
But yeah, the middle just lulled for me a little bit. There were too many songs in the middle that were just kind of very similar, very homogenous. They were like just a slower moving one.
Yeah.
Like that Memory song. I think it's Memories.
Lame.
It's number 4.
That's lame.
And then Ready to Go... And then mm-hmm. there's one more, and they're all they feel very similar to me, and they put me...
I honestly didn't even like their single very much.
The Mona Lisa?
No. Mm-mm. I like the music video, but I didn't really enjoy the single. Like, it didn't entice me to buy the CD, but I bought it out of loyalty for them.
Fair enough. I did enjoy the single.
I did not.
Fair enough.
I know.
You're good to go.
But after seeing him in the music video, just roped me in, baby.
Yeah, because they're good-looking chicks.
The drummer's okay. The main singer and his cute little outfits that he has. Oh, he's so cute.
The art for the album is stellar. I love the staging. I love
Agreed.
It. I love all
Agreed.
They're doing. It's very old timey. It feels great. It's just awesome.
Yep.
I would have to.
Okay, so exclamation point put back in.
See?
I see it.
See?
Yep, you're right.
See? They dropped it for Pretty Odd. That's the one they took it off of because they were trying to be a new band.
A new band?
A new band.
I think you are right, sir.
So, if I to put it on the scale, because we're getting on a lot of good topics, but to put the scale on, I'm gonna give it. Oh man, what am I gonna give it? I'm gonna give it.
Fine. Want me to go first?
Yeah, you go ahead.
I give it a 7.5.
We're Downy Sheets. You don't even listen to this podcast, do you? And we are only on 5.
You could have ripped a Downy Sheet in half.
We only have five. We only have 5 Downy Sheets in the basement.
Well, okay, so a 3.5. No, a 3.
And we actually don't even do half Downy Sheets in the basement.
You could rip them up, damn it.
No, we don't.
No, you could.
I know, but we're black and white here in the basement.
I know you are. Jason's white, Jason's black.
See? 1, 2, 3. See? There it is. Yep.
Okay, then I will give it 3.5, yeah. I mean, oh,
we don't do half.
3, I give it a 3 then.
3 Downy Sheets.
3 Downy Sheets.
So fresh. Kinda. Not super fresh, but not super stale.
You kind of can smell the BO, but you have a little bit of flowers as well on your nose.
I was leaning on the 3 Downy Sheets too.
Oh yeah?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because I do really enjoy it. I do really enjoy it a lot, actually. More than
I did too.
Initially thought I was going to.
Okay.
But it didn't have that just wow. And maybe, you know what, I'm also maybe giving it an unfortunate because the version I picked up had 2 bonus songs on it.
Ditto.
And the 2 bonus songs, I totally know why they didn't make the album. Because I don't like either of them.
I like the last one.
I believe it was Glory. Oh, Glory.
Oh, Glory.
Oh, Glory. Now, back to the topic of the concept album. I totally think this is a concept album because the first song is The Ballad of Mona Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout the album, he actually references smiles multiple times.
Correct.
And in the final song, excluding the bonus tracks, the final song, the choir at the very end of the song says the same refrain that is in The Ballad of Mona Lisa. So it almost kind of puts a bookend on the whole thing. Because there's a little bridge part in The Ballad of Mona Lisa where he says, like, Mona Lisa, pleased to meet you, or nice to meet you, or something like that. If you listen to the choir at the very end of the album, they're singing that same thing. So I feel somewhere in there is a story. There's some sort of continuity through the whole thing.
Don't you think it's about vices and virtues?
Well, yes. Obviously, I mean, they named it that. But I mean, I think there's also a story in there. I think it's actual chronological. Again, somewhat like A Fever You Can't Sweat Out. I think there is a chronological story. A happens B, C, all the way up to F, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay.
And I do enjoy concept albums.
I do too. Very interesting.
Yes.
You can dissect them.
The other thing I really loved, and I was actually teetering on giving him a 4 Downy Sheet, is the production value of the album is the guitars are just crisp. There's awesome parts that just come in. They're very melodic. That's the other thing that's really nice. The singer is amazing. He has this very projective voice.
It's very clean.
Yeah, he just clear. Sounds great, and it really fits over everything that they're doing. He never felt out of place. There was never a time where I was like, ugh.
Right.
Was that necessary even in there?
Right.
And just, they have a lot of moving parts in a lot of their songs, but it was so clear. I never lost it. It was really, it's good. 3 Downy Sheets.
3
Downy Sheets.
So same as me.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I tell you what, it does make me want to listen to their catalog a little more. Like, I want to get into their other stuff a little more.
Well, you should.
I think I will.
It's so good, especially if you're going.
I do feel A Fever You Can't Sweat Out. I don't really like it as much. I have given it a couple listens.
Oh, I love it.
It's too immature for me.
See, I don't see it that way. I like it more for the lyrics and what they say and the words that they use. And how it's like a big puzzle and you have to figure it out.
I think the lyrics are actually the part that's bugging me because a lot of times he doesn't rhyme on some of the cool cadences. Thing. That actually bugs me.
Right,
and the other thing, his lyrics sometimes sound a little sloppy because they sometimes sound like they're rushed into certain phrases.
No, I like that.
Then it's fine. That's your virtue.
I know.
This is my vice.
I know.
I don't know what to tell you.
What I'm saying. I give that album a 5.
5 Downy Sheets for A Fever You Can't Sweat Out.
Lavender Downy Sheets.
Approved.
Okay, so three Downy Sheets
yes.
for Lexi, three Downy Sheets for Jason. It's quite a fresh album. It's not the freshest of the year, but it is quite fresh.
Yes, correct.
Fantastic.
I'm excited they're back and they just put one out.
Fantastic. It'll be interesting to see them. I wonder what they're going to do for the rest of the band. I'm sure they got hired hands and stuff like that, but it'll just be interesting.
I'm trying out. They are having backup singer. Dancers. No, dancers.
Dancers.
Yep.
Wonderful.
Numbers.
Wonderful. All right. Our first ever guest, Like It or Smite It.
Heyo.
Heyo.
I'm not very prepared for these people, so bear with me. Because like it or Smite It, I could just say throw it out the window and I'd be fine.
So. Oh my gosh. Okay. Like It or Smite It. My first one. Like mm-hmm. It or Smite It.
You smite it.
The PlayStation Network.
Well, currently, because it's undergoing maintenance, you smite it, but you really actually fucking love it.
Smite it.
Fuck you, PlayStation Network.
Seriously,
Network.
People. Anybody who's got a PS3 out there, I don't have television in my abode. I get it through the PlayStation 3. I get Netflix.
How
I get
Hulu.
How do
you watch your porn, then?
Frugalist gives it to me.
Oh, he does. Okay.
Burned on floppy.
Oh, burned on floppies.
Oh.
Ironic. Oh man.
Approved.
Ow.
So to watch my TV on my PS3, this is retarded here, folks.
Careful your word choice there.
This is stupid here, folks. Mm-hmm. Hulu. I can't even connect to Hulu without connecting to the PlayStation Network on the PS3. So basically my PS3 is just sitting there
so
and my TV's just sitting there.
So basically the TV that you do have is broken.
Basically, I may as well just not have a TV right now because I can't just connect to Hulu. No, you got to connect to PlayStation Network, then to Hulu.
Right,
you can't,
right.
There's no way around it.
Right.
Oh my God, so annoying. Just trying to watch, I'm in love with Archer. It's a show that's on FX.
Sounds horrible.
It's is. It's just degrading. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
It is hilarious.
Disgusting.
It is absolutely hilarious.
Approved.
It's absolutely
not approved.
Hilarious.
Delete. Not approved.
Absolutely hilarious. And I wanted to watch some and just can't do it. Just hate everything.
Well, you can wait till next week.
PlayStation Network. Just get out of my face. Get out of my face. Hate it.
All right. Is it my turn now?
Yes, it's your turn.
How do I feel about... Can you go again?
Lexi's not prepared here,
I'm
folks.
Not. Bear with me.
Lexi's not prepared here, folks. Like it or smite it?
Mm-hmm.
Smartphones.
I know what I would say about this. I'm going to go with like it.
Smite it.
It's a 50-50, baby.
It really is, though. Here's the thing about the smartphone. First of all, why you call it a phone?
Right. Why call it smart?
Well, I understand the smart part. It does many things. It is probably smarter than some people I work with.
Right, but you call it the chameleon, then.
The chameleon phone.
Instead of smart, because it actually doesn't have a brain to be smart.
True.
Exactly.
Very true.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. One, why do you call it a phone? That's the most primitive thing that it does. I mean, we've moved so far into the future. It's basically a computer in your pocket.
Yeah.
That you call people on sometimes.
But it still looks like the phone that we had in the beginning to actually phone people.
Totally. But who actually calls people anymore? I mean, I have a phone. I have a cellular phone. I can be reached at any time, any moment of any day. How many times do I actually talk to people on the phone?
Mm-hmm.
Probably. If it was a percentage, if it was a pie chart, the percent of time I spend on the phone talking to people would be the percent people donate to charity of their paycheck. That's how small that piece would be. That would be a very small piece. So the phone part of the smartphone is the smallest part.
Mm-hmm.
It should just be called personal computer.
Personal, no, that's not fun.
No. Well, anyways, and then the smartphone, it's just, I do like it because it's cool, it's technology.
Yep.
But I also don't like it because it's like a little too much for some people, you know?
It's a lot too much.
Yeah.
I got an iTouch 6 months ago, and all I do is listen to it with for music.
Yeah.
I have no idea what the hell to do with the rest of the crap, but I really enjoy it.
Right.
because I can have tons of music on it, but I have no idea. I'm only using like 10% of its brain,
right,
would you say? And 90% of it just going to shit because I don't even know what to do.
Don't know what to do with it.
I'm not even using my BlackBerry to its full potential. I know that for a fact.
Right. I just got a smartphone. I'll probably check my email on it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I might try to do some things on it. Your stomach wants to get in on the podcast too? No. But it's just it's just like so much. And again, with like the status updates and the Facebooking and then just it's just like overkill.
It is. It's overkill.
I have a very close friend. His name is Ali Alabadi.
Uh-huh.
He is the CEO and treasurer and head honcho of Background Noise Crew. This man, I mean, when I log on to his Facebook, it tells me where he ate for lunch. People, I don't need to know that.
And there was this girl, and she had this phone out, and she was talking about something. And then, anyway, we got in the conversation about where she can check into certain things. Like, so if she walks into Target, and then she puts on her thing, which I never knew, but apparently it's been going on for years, where you check into it.
Yeah,
then
it'll tell it's called Foursquare.
Yeah, Foursquare. And then it tells you everything that's going on in Target and all the coupons and all this kind of stuff. So basically, you can walk in and you have a coupon. No idea.
And then,
only if I check in and I let everyone know exactly where I am.
Can't you be, like,
at that time?
Mayor of a place, too? Don't they have, like, rankings?
Oh, I don't know.
See, I heard, because there's this...
I don't know. All I know is that if I walk in and I say, hey, y'all, I'm here at the Quick Trip, getting sent off my gallon, and now everyone knows exactly where. Oh, Lexi's at the Quick Trip again. Lame. I don't know. Whatever.
I think there's mayors, because I remember this kid and this poor guy. I mean, he would come into the JOB all the time. He's at the 925 like all the time. He worked in the same mall, and he'd come up and he put in an app with us and like blah blah blah. And he would always bug us and always bug us and always bug us and all this stuff. And he'd always come up and he's like, "Oh, I'm the mayor. I'm the mayor of Express." I'm like, "What the hell?" I was like, my buddy Devin, I was like, "This kid's delusional. He thinks he's the mayor of this place. Does he realize that there's no government state?" Like, I was like, but apparently, if you check into a place enough times, it like kings you.
Lame.
So you're like, live there. You're like the mayor of it or whatever. So, yeah. So smartphones, a little much.
Yeah.
A little much. Kind of overkill. We're going to. Yep. So, okay. Yeah, what you got?
All right. So I got. Do I enjoy YouTubing?
YouTubing?
No. YouTubing. Do I enjoy going on the YouTube?
The YouTube.
Looking at all this kind of stuff, checking it out, looking at old newscastings that I missed that somehow are very important to laugh at. Probably just gave my answer right there.
Did you get that newscast I sent you? With that woman stomping the grapes?
I deleted it.
You didn't watch it?
Nope.
Oh, Tone Crusher would be so mad at you.
Well.
Has Lexi seen it? Ooh, it could be a new segment.
That's just fucking YouTube. It's not movies.
YouTube is important. I'm going to say you definitely smite it.
I highly smite that shit.
Smite it.
Yep. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because when you look back in your childhood, and there's your dad holding the big video camera, and you're playing, or you're opening Christmas presents, or you're blowing bubbles for the first time, or your first bike ride away, and there you are, and here I am on the corner selling my lemonade. That's the kind of stuff I want to watch or remember. I don't want to go watch some kid getting knocked down by a big ball, or there's whatever his name is, Carl, with no teeth, and he's black, and he's really poor. And he fell out of his window. Like, that kind of stuff is not even funny to me at all. It's not even funny. It's a waste of my time. And people who YouTube the crazy, stupidest stuff, you could be doing other things that are way more important than looking at, oh my God, this person was discovered on YouTube. We're playing the piano.
Like, they could be reading Us magazine or something, right?
No. That's not what I'm getting at. What I'm getting at is, if you really want to go see something great and exciting, you can go watch your family videos and things that you have, look through photos, or even just watch the news itself instead of going and YouTubing it.
You don't think it's empowering, though, that anybody in the world can upload a video that can, like, show the world something?
Sure, but you can also show the world by doing something great besides uploading a video of you fishing.
Well, there are great things on YouTube, too.
Right, there's great things at the library as well.
At the 925, I tell guys who don't know how to tie ties to go look it up on YouTube because they'll teach you how to tie
a
tie.
Sure, or they can call their dad.
Their dad explain it over the phone. What if the kid? They show a video.
You can show
it's
them.
It's totally
then.
Different.
You can show them then, or they, exactly right there. This we're not even cultured. We have to go watch YouTube to watch all this kind of stuff. But they to go see. How to tie a tie, because their dad wasn't smart enough to show them how to tie.
I understand. I know people that have taught themselves musical instruments.
It's on personalizing everything.
I know people that have taught themselves how to play musical instruments on YouTube.
Well, more power to them.
What about that?
Or they could just teach them themselves without having to go on YouTube.
But the book only has stationary pictures.
I don't know, go get lessons. Do it the old school way.
But the lessons probably cost money.
You go to your piano teacher every Wednesday night and you hate it. And then when you're 50, you thank your mom for it because you actually like playing the piano. I don't know. Just go get it done. You can find a way. You don't have to go fucking YouTube it. And how are they paying for the internet to YouTube?
Boy, this is just a very deep wormhole, isn't it?
Exactly. While they're paying the internet to go YouTube, they can go pay someone to teach them how to play whatever they want to play.
Well,
and not even... I didn't have the internet for like a year. Almost a year. Satisfied.
You didn't go like leech it from somewhere. Like you didn't go to like your local supermarket. You never had to use the internet once. You never went to Starbucks and just posted up for a couple hours.
More so the Caribou.
The Boo.
I hate their coffee, but it was free internet. Starbucks recently
became free.
Yes, because Caribou is. But anyway, besides the matter, yeah, I miss some certain things like checking my Gmail account. As well as watching some shows like The Bachelor, which are very important.
But what if The Bachelor was on YouTube? No.
It's not. Nope. Just the name itself. YouTube. Lame.
Oi. Smite it.
Smite it.
Although, I believe in an earlier podcast, somebody can double check it out there. Jason'sBasementBNC@gmail.com. I'm pretty sure Tone Crusher liked YouTube.
Oh, this was a previous discussion?
I think there was a YouTube... I feel like there was a... If there wasn't a Like It or Smike It dealing with YouTube, Tone Crusher brings it up, you know, pretty regularly.
Well, then we can have a discussion.
You'll have it out with him?
Yes.
You'll have it out with him.
I will have it out with him.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Me, Like It or Smite It. Beats by Dre. Do you know what they are?
Dre puts out little beats, and that's all I know.
No.
Oh, then
it's
no.
It's Dr. Dre's headphone line.
Oh, like Diddy Beats?
Yes. Let's just put that one in the category, too.
Because how about Diddy, right?
Well, I don't know what he goes by anymore. Dirty Diddy Money. Whatever. Diddy Monies.
Stupid hoe.
Yes. But I guess let's just say high profile headphones.
High profile headphones. This is another 50-50 because I could see you really liking them, but then I can see you really hating them because someone lame put them out. So I'm going to go with you like them.
Smite it.
Doing good here, people.
Smite it. Here's why. Bose makes a great headphone. Dr. Dre, you don't need to just steal Bose headphones and put Beats by Dre and charge me $120 for them. Okay?
Mm-hmm. But they can. That's the beauty of it.
But that's the thing. People are only going to buy it because it says Dr. Dre on it.
Right, and it probably is a good headphone.
I'm sure it's good. The real people that are pushing sonic barriers are Bose, Dolby, Digital. I mean, the people that are actually in sound. Mm-hmm. Dr. Dre just sampled a bunch of Parliament shit and then made millions of dollars.
Yeah, okay.
I don't want to hear his earphones.
I don't know much about it, but okay.
Well, you know what? When you come on Jason's Basement, sometimes you got to talk it out.
I know, but I really don't have so much discussion because I have little Sony things that are not even earbuds that I don't even put in my ear because I don't want it too close to my hair follicle and it will ruin my eardrum.
Exactly.
Right, so all I know is that. You got to protect your ears. Because out of the five senses that you have, you really, I mean, hearing loss is just a horrible thing. You don't want to increase the chances of you getting hear loss, ear loss early
hearing loss
in life.
Yes.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have another one?
I do.
Okay, what you got?
So, as women, we go to the salon.
The salon.
Yep. Not the barber. And we typically will get our hair trimmed, get it cut, get it dyed.
Get your hair did.
Yep. And myself getting my hair done, would you say that I would like it or smite it?
Smite it.
Why is that?
It's expensive and it's time consuming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like it though.
Ooh.
Like it.
Mm-hmm. It's very expensive. It's time consuming. You're pretty much there for 3 hours of the day. But your hairdresser's like your best friend that you never see.
Just catching up.
Yeah, you're just catching up. You're sitting there, you're reading magazines, you're talking about everything. You're talking about her boyfriend, they don't even know, you don't even know his name. You're getting your hair dyed, someone's pampering you, rubbing your head, washing it once or twice, making you look pretty when you go out, and then you pay like $150 to walk out that door and be like, woo.
What about...
I do, I really like it.
I mean, what about... there's a lot of black women that probably spend even longer at hair salons.
Like yes.
4 or 5 hours.
Well, they have what's called nappy hair.
Yes.
Yep.
But I mean, I'm sure they enjoy it too.
Well, that's kind of like the local coffee shop for white folk. They go down to the salon and sit there. We go down to Starbucks and we sit there.
Sit there.
Yep.
Totally.
And just gab.
To be seen
yep.
and being seen.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. They go there with their long nails and they sit there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're catching up on the neighborhood
yeah.
gossip and
yep,
all their
totally.
Whatever and their friends.
And it's kind of like... I mean, I don't go, you know, get extensions in my hair like a lot of them do, but you go there and you do that, but it's just amongst two. It's not everyone in the neighborhood and everyone's mom and everything like that, but
yeah.
it's not as close-knit. But yeah, I like it.
White people do like coffee shops, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they like to go there with their laptops.
I know.
They like to be typing in public.
Yep, and then they have their headphones on.
Yeah.
And they have their coffee.
You know that guy? That guy's a douche. That guy at Starbucks, you know that guy. He's got, like, the whole table to himself.
That's me at Starbucks, too. I have the whole table. I have my laptop, then I have my notebook.
Like, some books.
Pen,
yeah.
Then I have my
It's called the office, people.
Phone.
Go to your office.
I know, but what if they don't have a job, and they're looking for a job at the local Starbucks, because it has free internet now?
Touche.
Mm-hmm.
But why you gotta sprawl your crap all over the place?
Because people have a lot of crap these
days. Can't you just put it on your little
nope.
smartphone? Can't you just
nope.
have it organized on your smartphone?
There's not a pen that comes out of it to write a note down if you need it.
Oh, they do have little tablets now that you can write, boom, just write on that bad boy.
Well, whatever. No.
Anybody remember Palm Pilots?
Yes, my dad used to have one.
Yeah, with a little stylus.
Two. Oh, he loved
and you
that
drew
thing.
On it.
Look at this cool Palm Pilot I got from work. I can do things like this with it.
Yeah, you can draw. You can draw
yeah,
on it.
Yep.
And
this like, is nifty. It's like my personal secretary.
It was so annoying because you'd always be like trying to draw like a G, and it would just keep drawing like a O.
Right.
Like, no,
right.
no. Like it depends on where you start, like in what quadrant you're starting.
Yep. You're well, like, my parents just got smartphones.
You're like trying to draw a 7, and it just keeps doing 1.
Yeah,
like,
we're past the Palm Pilot, Jason.
You're not. You know what? I want Tone Crusher back.
Hey, everybody. So Lexi Brennan's going to have her new podcast. It's actually taking over Jason's Basement. It's going to be on every Monday night. So right after Oprah, you can tune in to me, and I will just be talking about everything. So many cooler things happening on Lexi Brennan's podcast. So many things. I'll get my husband Booth up over here. That'll be good.
Inappropriate. Oh, okay.
Now what? Are we gonna do that seen it, done it thing?
Has Jason seen it? Oh, you got you prepared something for that, but you didn't have like it or smite it?
No, I have not really.
Oh, well.
But I can think of things off the top of my head because that's exciting.
So let's hit a couple rounds. Has Jason seen it?
Miracle on 34th Street.
I have not seen it.
You haven't seen the new one or the old one? Classic.
Nope, I have not seen either of those. Maybe when I have kids.
Yeah.
Well, then, wouldn't kids enjoy that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know,
yep.
get some kids, you watch a movie.
A lot of mine are going to be older, but A Tree Grows in Brooklyn.
I haven't seen it.
No, have you read the book?
Seen it.
You've seen the book.
I've seen the book in the bookstore. I've seen it.
You haven't read it.
I have not read it.
Okay. Lame. It's a really good movie. Blazing Saddles.
Have seen it.
I have not.
One of my pop's favorite movies.
Your pop's.
Yes. Blazing Saddles, classic.
Yeah.
Classic.
Good.
Mel Brooks, can't go wrong.
No.
No, he's hilarious.
That's all I really can think of right now.
Oh, that's all you got?
Mm-hmm.
That was a good round.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, that's okay. I didn't know you were going to be...
I'm not really prepared.
Yeah, I didn't know we were going to go there.
Yeah.
I thought we were just going to do the CD review and then some Like It's and Smite Sits.
Smite Sits. Yep.
I don't really have much else. Yeah, I'm feeling good.
I don't either.
Sweet.
Except your basement's pretty nice. I like, you know, your...
Yeah, you like what I did with the place?
I like your wood that you have up and the furnace.
Like what I did with the place?
It's okay. It's kind of messy in here.
Yeah. Well, you know, we don't come down here to clean, people.
It's cool. Well, you should.
Maybe. Stat, what do you think?
Terrible. What about Kesha? Don't talk about my girl. She got two good songs.
Idiot. Next week.
Monday at 5 p.m.
No. Next week might be a weird podcast, too. I'm not sure what we're going to do. I do have a couple things maybe planned, but I will be at the Kills.
Woohoo!
So I probably won't be podcasting. It might be a Tone Crusher solo. Might be something else. We got some things planned. But thanks for tuning in. Jasonsbasement.net. Jasonsbasementbnc@gmail.com. Send pictures of people wearing baggy pants. I got a good one a couple days ago. I'll try to put it up in the show notes. This one's really, it's like really gross, kind of bad. Okay. And then we're still looking for Cleopatra's for a CD. We're still looking
Cleopatra,
for it.
Cleopatra, coming at ya. Cleopatra,
Lexi knows it.
Coming at ya. Hell yeah, I'm gonna find it. I have it. It's over there somewhere.
All right, fair enough. Thanks for listening. And
thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks for being here.
How much I can pay?
Regardless, I'll give you a handy.